This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. And I have to say, people were very happy, Christopher, to have you back last week.
Oh, my adoring public is out there.
Yes, they are. They're not here. But they're out there.
They are out there. And I thank you all.
You're out there. A bunch of people messaged me because I think I did 2 weeks back to back solo.
Yeah.
And they're like, Chris is so funny.
Because they don't know me.
He sure is.
They
funny,
don't know.
Funny, funny guy. All right. We've got a good giveaway today.
Please tell me about the giveaway.
So last week, were you here for this last week?
Yes, we recorded last week.
Yeah, I know. But what did we give away last week?
Last week, we gave away Sleep Plus.
Ah.
And
do you know how many emails I got about that?
Fatco.
Like, so many people were like, I didn't know that melatonin is actually a hormone, that supplementing with melatonin can suppress your own body's production. Like, what is this Sleep Plus? Like, I must have sent out the link to Sleep Plus at least 30 times. So I thought it would be a good thing to give away today in addition to that Changemakers journal and planner because it has been super, super well received. Like we've just had so many people reaching out saying, I have been looking for this. I have been needing this. I have been wanting this. So we're going to give both away today.
That is super generous.
I think so. I think somebody's going to be really excited. But here's the deal. If you're like, oh, I didn't enter to win this week. I can't win it. You can buy it. Okay? You can buy it. And I think it's really worth it. You and I talked about this prior to launching the journal. And when I was trying to figure out price points and things like that, and I'm like, dude, what this can do for you in 3 months in terms of helping you focus, helping you get clarity, helping you prioritize, minimizing overwhelm, all of those powerful things, like the value of that tool is seriously, oh, many, many, many times more than what we're charging for it.
And it is a tool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tool. You are the building of yourself. You're the builder.
Yeah.
And this is the tool helping you do that.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's equal to giving away a circular saw to a carpenter.
I know, right? People are going to be excited about this. Okay. We give away great stuff every single week, and there are 3 ways to win. So pay attention. Now, the first 2 ways you can only do once, but the third way you can do every darn day. And if you do, you get 5-7 chances to win, right? So first way, leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Second way, leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon. Third way is to post on either Facebook or Instagram with an episode you're listening to of this podcast or something that you've learned from the podcast. Make sure to tag me. Tagging me on Facebook is tagging Primal Potential Podcast. Tagging me on Instagram is tagging at Elizabeth Benton. And we'll announce the winner of Sleep Plus and the new Changemakers Journal at the end of this episode.
Incredible.
I'm psyched.
Let's get into the questions.
Do it.
Do it. How do you do it? I'm a successful business owner. Finances are under control and a great relationship. I just can't seem to find time to do what I need to lose weight. I'm beyond frustrated.
I feel like you brought all your words together on that question. So she's successful in business.
Yeah.
Successful in relationship.
Correct.
Money's good.
Yeah.
No time to lose weight.
We're all there.
Okay. My take on this. You don't need extra time to lose weight. I think that falls into the bucket of convenient excuses. Here's why. And I've teased some of my clients, you know, that I have a rapport with and I know well enough to do this. You know, I don't have time to lose weight. Oh, are you not eating right now? Like, you're just so slammed you don't have time to eat. And so, therefore, like, eating for weight loss.
If that was the case, you'd be losing weight.
might not be a problem. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the notion that you need time to eat differently, you're already eating. The time is already there.
Right.
What we're saying is you just want to make some upgrades. You want to make some improvements. You want to do it a little bit better today, whether that is quality or it's quantity or it's frequency or it's all of the above, right? Food quantity, food quality, food frequency, those are really the factors we look at. Now, if you're like, You're totally wrong, Elizabeth, because I don't have time to work out. I'm not totally wrong because, look, exercise is important. It's healthy. It's wonderful. It's great. Whether you want to lose weight or not, it's not required for weight loss, okay? So if you want to tell me I don't have time to exercise, you still have time to lose weight. You do. You absolutely, positively do. So first, let's no longer tell this story that holds us back that I don't have time to lose weight because that's just not factual. When it comes to things like the incremental improvements, what can you do today to make the way that you eat, whether, again, that's quantity, quality, or frequency, a little bit better than yesterday? You can no longer tell this story, I don't have time. The other thing is, you're making time for these other areas to make your relationship great, to do well in business, to do well in finances. Lead with what matters most to you. And I was talking about this on social media, I think it was a couple weeks ago. So I use that Changemakers planner to kind of like prioritize my day. And typically, I lead with movement first because, like so many people, if I don't get my workout in the morning, something's going to come up or I'm not going to feel like it. Not doesn't mean I'm going to feel like it in the morning, but you know, at 3 in the afternoon, it's a more difficult argument for me than at 7 in the morning. So on this particular day, where my pattern is to get that workout in and done first thing, I was looking at my day going, oh, this guy is coming. I have to meet this guy who is going to be appraising the house. And I really want to make sure that I get my editing of the book done before he gets here. And then I was like, no, what matters is that I get my workout done first. What matters more to me? What is a greater priority? My health or my work? And the easy answer is my health is a greater priority. So then I had to ask myself in this moment, am I acting like it? Am I acting like my health is a greater priority when I say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to do my workout first thing in the morning because this guy is coming at 10 and I want to make sure that I get all my editing done before then. No, I'm not. And in that moment, it was easy for me to ask, what would I choose if I was acting like my health is my first priority? And the fact is, it would mean if I'm editing late in the afternoon, I'm editing late in the afternoon, but first things first is me. First things first is my health. So put that first. So many people leave themselves and their health to the space that's left and the energy that's left after they have done their job, after they have taken care of their kids and all of those things. And I believe very firmly that if you want to improve any area of your life, lead with your health, because as you get healthier, physically, mentally, emotionally, it makes every area of your life better. It makes your finances better. It makes your relationships better. So if you continue to leave that to the space, the energy, the time that's left after all of these things, you're screwed. And that doesn't mean that we need to wake up at 4 in the morning. My workouts right now are 20 minutes. 20 minutes. You've got 20 minutes. You can find 20 minutes. But again, the first point is the most important one, that you actually don't need to exercise or begin exercising to lose weight. Maybe you can add it in later, but the time is already there for food. You have to make a priority the things that are a priority. If your health is not what you lead with, you're screwed. There's the visual, I don't know if you've ever seen this or heard it described, but if you take a jar, right, and you fill it with sand, there's no space for like any big rocks. But if you take the same jar, before you fill it with sand, you put those big rocks in, and then you fill it with sand, you're going to have space for both because the sand is going to find its way around these big rocks, but the big rocks can't find the way around the sand. And the same is true with our priorities. If you start with career, kids, self, relationship, money, okay, what's left for your health? You have to lead with the most important things and let everything else work around that. I actually think that this journal, and this is not like a strategic answer, it's just a very honest answer, helps with that because it helps you focus, it helps you prioritize, it helps you focus on the day that you're in. So that's that. But more than anything, don't tell yourself you don't have time to lose weight because that is just not real.
Right.
Yeah. What's next? Hit me with it.
Okay. I was going to say they could also park at the further parking spot. Take the stairs.
And it's probably not going to be effective for weight loss, but they can. Yeah. It's good for movement because sitting is the new smoking. Movement.
Sitting is the new smoking, I hear.
Yeah.
And what are you doing in your car? Sitting.
There you go.
Next question. Go ahead. Ask me. Okay. Oh, I ask you? All right.
Want me to ask you?
No, I got this.
I would love to hear your answer to this one.
I would rather ask you after looking at this.
Chris, let me ask.
Elizabeth, how do you show up on days that you just don't feel like it?
Well, being very honest, most days I don't feel like it.
You got a Nike. Just do it.
I mean, realistically, and I've shared this very openly and honestly before, maybe one day out of 100 I want to work out. Truthfully, 99 days out of 100, I'm like, I don't really want to do this, you know, but I do it anyway. The same is true with editing. It is rare that I'm like, oh my God, can't wait to sit down to see
what I messed up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, try to make this better. That's super fun. It's not for me. But I think about it this way. Problem versus solution. And I write about this at length in Chasing Cupcakes. What is the problem? The problem is I just don't feel like doing whatever it is that I need to do. Okay, let's differentiate that from the solution. If we just say, like, screw it, who cares, I'm not in the mood today, we've not touched on the solution. We've not considered it. We've not participated in it. So for me, if I'm having that day, whether it's I don't want to edit, I don't want to answer emails, I don't want to work out, what is the problem? The problem is that I'm not feeling motivated. What is the solution? The solution is actually to do the darn thing because I feel more motivated after I work out. I feel more focused on work after I've had a really good editing session. You've got to force yourself to become a better thinker by not just attaching to the problem. Anybody out there that's like, well, I'm just not feeling it, so I'm not gonna, you're totally giving your energy to the problem. Get in the practice of saying, what is the solution? And 9 times out of 10 for me, the solution is doing the very thing that I don't want to do. And it goes back to one of the most powerful lessons that I've learned in the grieving process. And that is the feeling can ride with me, but it can't drive. So I can get through my workout not feeling it the whole darn time. I can edit the allotted number of pages I need to edit today, not feeling it the entire time. You don't have to feel it. Have you set up this story in your head that you have to be in the mood, right? You have to be in the mood to be patient. No, you don't. You can be patient even if you want to be short-tempered. I'm looking at you, Christopher. I'm just
Who's behind me? Me.
But you can work out and not feel like it. You can be productive and not feel like it. So more than an issue here of not being in the mood is an issue of what you think is required for action. And again, I talk about this a ton in Chasing Cupcakes in terms of like problem solution and getting engaged and invested in the solution instead of the problem.
Now ask me.
Okay, Chris. How do you show up on days that you just don't feel like it?
I start off by getting out of bed. And if I find out that's the wrong side of the bed, I get back into bed.
Yeah.
And I roll off the other side.
Yeah, and then it tips because you haven't fixed the bed yet?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I have to do that.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
I heard it a couple times.
I felt it a couple times.
We got a new bed, guys. And it has like an adjustable frame, but then that adjustable frame sits on a different frame.
Which is a platform bed that someone I will not mention purchased before even looking at everything.
Anyway, we need to modify things because if only one person is in the bed and that person gets up, the whole bed tips.
Thud crash.
It's literally like, and at 6 months pregnant, that's not a good feeling at all.
I mean, the thing's not going to go all the way over, but it does lift up the opposite side and that does come crashing down.
It's so fun. This is the glamorous life we live. Okay, next question.
Next question. What's the best way to regain easy for you to say.
Hey, deep breath.
What's the best way to regain peace after an anxiety surge? See, I can do it.
Good job. You get a sticker.
Hooked on phonics worked for me.
You get a sticker. All right. Regaining peace after an anxiety surge. when I think about this, now, obviously, if you have a clinical issue with anxiety, like I'm not a mental health professional, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, none of that. Don't play it on the internet, nothing. And there are some situations with anxiety where you need to work with a professional, right? So that notwithstanding, if you are one of those people that can't help yourself right now, go work with a professional. For the rest of us that just have your run-of-the-mill anxiety for whatever reason. And I have a lot of that, actually. So, like, I'm not kind of speaking. I'll tell you what works for me, especially in pregnancy in general, but in pregnancy after what we experienced with Dagny.
All the anxiety.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more. About a million different things. What I come back to is what is real and what is imagined, right? Most anxiety comes from something you've conjured up in your mind. And so it's not real. It's that whole, what if this, what if that, what if this happens, what if that happens? Now, sometimes those thoughts have utility, because if we are able to now do something differently to protect us, to do, you know, to make a change. For example, one of the things recently was about like security in our home. And we, at that point, weren't locking our doors. And so in that anxiety, I was able to see easy solution here. I feel better when we lock the doors. So the doors now get locked. That was an easy one. We bought a Simply Safe security system. I'm not sponsored by them, although, you know, hey, if they want to
Simply
come
Safe,
at me,
if you're listening.
They sponsor a lot of podcasts, and I am a customer, a paying customer. So maybe that's a thing. Anyway, in that case, for the anxiety, there's a solution. So I don't want to suggest that anxiety is purposeless, but sometimes it is. You have to ask yourself, and it goes back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago with problem solution. Is there something I can do about this right now? For a lot of my anxiety around pregnancy, nope, there's not, right? To an extent, I can come back to how am I caring for myself, because that's how I'm caring for this baby. So maybe I redirect my attention to the things that I can do, like make sure I eat enough vegetables today, make sure I take my supplements, make sure I drink lots of water and get rest when I can get rest, and those kinds of things. But then there are other things that are straight up imagined that I can't do anything about. You know, there are fears around bringing this baby home and knowing if he's okay, knowing if something's wrong. When I ask myself, is this real or is this imagined? It's totally imagined because he's not here yet. Right. You know, if I'm having that anxiety and I'm home with him, that's a very different situation, because am I seeing something, perceiving something that could be a problem? Well, in that case, I can call a doctor. I can go see the pediatrician. Am I just worried? Am I just manufacturing this in my imagination? For me, differentiating between real and imagined is very helpful. Oftentimes with anxiety, we are creating something that is not real. And yet, we don't step back enough to recognize, to acknowledge, to tell ourselves, you just made this up. So you're suffering because you made up a crazy story. That's not abnormal. You're not wrong for doing that. I think a lot of that is how we protect ourselves or how we prepare ourselves. But for many of us, it goes unchecked. If you're not aware of, I straight up made this up and there's nothing I can do about it right now, then it's not helpful. I remember when we moved into this house and our bedroom was downstairs, I used to have this intermittent thought that like somebody's going to drive through the front of the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say to Chris, like, what if somebody drives through the front of the house? This house was built in 1707. To our knowledge, nobody's ever driven through the front of the house.
Right, to our knowledge.
But that's one of those things that is like straight up imagined, and I'm suffering only because of my imagination.
I mean, Elizabeth, what if a plane falls on our house from the Air Force Base here? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally imagined. There's nothing I can do about it. And then the regaining my composure is coming back to reality. Right now, I'm safe in my bed. There is no car through the wall, right? It's fine. Coming back to reality is really powerful. And what helps me do that is differentiating between real and imagined. There are other things too, like gratitude can be a very powerful antidote to anxiety, becoming a better thinker in general. Everything we do with the daily mindset upgrades, everything we do with the 12 weeks to transformation is a practice in becoming a better thinker. Meditation can really help because it is a practice in not always having to be thinking. Where a lot of anxiety comes from with people is if we have any space, if we have any, like, we're just driving or we're just showering or, you know, we're not actively using our brain for something else, it then goes into this, like, well, since nothing dramatic is happening right now, let me create this big scary fear. So meditation can help slow down the brain, practice awareness of what you're thinking about, being a little bit more meta is a really powerful practice. And then supplementation helps with anxiety a lot. And diet, like, I talk about how sugar is the ultimate bad mood food. And if you're struggling with depression, like, sugar, gotta go. But sugar, caffeine, different stimulants, processed foods can trigger anxiety. So eating well, supplementing intelligently, supplementation makes a huge impact on how I think and how I feel and how I process things. So yeah, I could probably talk for an hour about that, but we'll leave it there.
And I would suggest cuddling with our goats.
Animals are very anti-anxiety. That is proven.
Cuddle goats. We have them.
But you can't come here and cuddle with our goats. Get your own.
Order yours online.
Order your goats online?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Get a dog.
Or a dog, but I mean goats. I mean.
Yeah. Anyway.
We next. Have both, fortunately. Next question.
I'm ready.
A little bit of, is the Changemakers Journal the same as the Identity Journal?
No.
Little shameless promotion.
No, it's not. Actually, I've gotten that question a number of times.
You were talking about that a lot yesterday.
If they were the same, I'd call them the same thing. I'm just saying, because wouldn't that be weird?
No, EA Sports seems to pump out the same game every year, just putting a new number on it. So wouldn't be unheard of.
Well, the Identity Journal is a few years old and is a complement to the 12 Weeks to Transformation. So when you go through the 12 Weeks to Transformation, the Identity Journal is the companion to that process. The Changemakers Productivity and Fulfillment Journal and Planner has nothing to do with the 12 Weeks to Transformation. So that's just the easiest way to answer that. They're very different.
Yeah, it's a very standalone item.
Yeah.
It has no association with anything but yourself individually.
Next.
Well, that was the shortest answer I think we've ever received from you.
You're welcome.
Maybe this next one will be shorter. Are the Changemakers journals available outside the U.S.?
Kind of ish. A little bit.
I appreciate you being so
clear.
Foundational about that.
Yeah, maybe. It depends. If you're the person that emailed me and texted me and messaged me on Facebook 16 times, no.
We know you're listening. Thanks for your interest.
Yeah, literally. I got the same email. I'm like, I'm one person.
But they're concerned. They want to make sure that they have every opportunity to get in front of yours because you've got lots of listeners.
And for that reason, if you got a question, you don't need to send it to me in 14 different places because then I got to see it, read it, process it 14 different times. One's good. If you want to email me, cool. But then you also don't have to put that same message on Facebook and you don't have to put that same message in text message and everything else.
Some people's anxiety requires them to do that.
Lies. That's a story.
Well.
Nope. Don't accept it. Anyway, let me answer the question.
Kinda. Ish. Maybe.
When you check out. As you're purchasing the Changemakers Journal, you can only check out if you're in the United States because generous Elizabeth has lost her shirt with international shipping over the last few years. Chris has handled that a lot for me. He's like, you realize you lost $30 on that package. You realize you lost $26 on that package. You realize that it just cost me $44 to ship this to East Indonesia.
I'm like, what country was that?
I don't know. Anyway. For the longest time when we've been shipping things, international shipping is just ridiculous.
It is beating us into the ground.
And it's so variable. So like for the U.S., I can set a flat rate. And in some shipments, I'm going to lose a buck. But in other shipments, I'm going to regain
that buck. Yeah.
Right. So like it's easy to do. In the United States, though, to ship literally a journal to some countries is $35.
Yeah.
But to other countries, it might be 18.
I mean, to Canada, it's 36 bucks to send stuff to certain parts of Canada.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to select just a flat rate international shipping option because some people are going to get really screwed if I cover my butt and make sure I don't lose money. So if you are international, email me with your mailing address. We will get an international quote for you. We might streamline this process in the future because it's already become a little bit of a bear. But for right now, email me with your address if you're seriously interested. Because if I get a bunch of emails where people are like, nah, I don't want to pay that in shipping, it's just going to become great. No international orders, right? But I have had a lot of people reach out saying, like, no matter what it costs, I'll pay it.
Yeah. And when it comes down to, unfortunately, we don't control the cost of shipping.
I think we know that.
They might not.
Single-handedly, we are here setting international shipping rates.
The USPS calls us every morning.
So we'll give you that shipping quote. If you say, yep, that's cool, we'll invoice you. As soon as you pay it, we'll ship your journal. But that's just the only way that I can stop bleeding money from international shipments. Because I've been bleeding money international shipments for years.
Years. Yeah. Years.
So we're trying to stop that. There you go.
But we want you to stay involved.
Yeah.
Please.
Just email. Just email.
Email. Or text. Or call.
No.
Or
just email. Okay.
Message me.
We got one more question, and then we got a winner.
I'm liking this winner's name. I can already see it.
Let's just go to the next question.
Can't we just skip it?
No.
Okay. I go to school in the afternoon. 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., which is like evening, night. But,
Afternoon,
if you're like... afternoon, you might be a third shifter. I don't know. Wondering if it makes sense to have breakfast and lunch and have a decaf BPC, bulletproof coffee.
Hey, good job.
While in school, would it be the same effects as if I were to have it in the a.m. on an empty stomach?
I gotta break this down in my head. Okay, so she's in school from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Does it make sense to have breakfast and lunch
at the same time? Is that like a
No. Let me try to figure this out. And then have a decaf bulletproof coffee. So like reverse it. Instead of having bulletproof coffee in the morning and then lunch and dinner, have breakfast, lunch, and then bulletproof coffee. Would it have the same effects as if I were to have it in the morning on an empty stomach? What effects are you looking for, right? Because
it sounds like they're going with the intermittent fasting.
False.
Are you sure?
I'm positive because she's talking about having breakfast and lunch. So,
well, instead of lunch and dinner, like you said.
No. She's just talking about having bulletproof coffee as dinner. Let me go. Okay. She and I exchanged a couple of messages on IG, and I ended up telling her I'd cover it in the podcast.
Oh, so there's a backstory.
So I'm trying to refresh my memory. Basically, do I need to have bulletproof coffee in the morning for it to have its effects? Or if I have it in the evening, will it have the same effect?
Gotcha.
It depends on what you're taking it for. Now, I hear you that she's saying I'll have decaf because I'm having it at night so that I'm not just slamming my body with caffeine. Bulletproof coffee serves many purposes and people use it for different things. Some people use bulletproof coffee because they love coffee. But black coffee by itself wouldn't touch their hunger, satisfy their hunger. But putting butter and MCT oil, because for those of you that don't know, just Google bulletproof coffee. I'm not going to go through a whole tutorial here. But butter and oil blended into your coffee can become like a small meal. Small depending on how much, of course, butter and oil you add. If you're doing it because you want to use it as a meal, then only your practice is going to tell you if that's effective for you. For the longest time, I drank bulletproof coffee because it satisfied my hunger. After a couple of years, it didn't anymore. And now when I have breakfast, I make sure I've got vegetables and fiber and stuff in there because that satisfies my hunger. So if you're doing it kind of as a meal replacement to satisfy your hunger, try it. See if it satisfies your hunger. If you're doing it for fat burning effects, so the type of fat that we use in MCT oil and those kinds of things is a medium chain triglyceride, which is metabolized differently and basically is burned off faster. If you're doing it for that, yeah, you're going to have the same effect regardless of the time of day. That's not going to be a factor. However, you would want it to be on an empty stomach. You're not going to have an 8-hour fast beforehand like you would if you had it in the morning. You'd been sleeping for 8 hours. But just make sure that you haven't eaten within a few hours before you have it. I will say, some people think Bulletproof Coffee is a magical unicorn. There's nothing magical about it. If you love coffee and this works for you and you enjoy it and it satisfies your hunger, go for it. If you don't like coffee or you're creeped out about the idea of putting butter and oil in your coffee, don't do it. There's nothing magical about it. So that is that. And we have a winner. Sleep Plus, plus the Changemakers Journal.
Plus, plus. See, hear that? Sleep Plus, plus.
And it is going to, I'll let you, since you like her name.
At Liz Lifts.
Spell
underscore. So it's at LIZZZLIFTS underscore.
If your Instagram handle, because that's where this winner was selected from, if your Instagram handle is at Liz with 3 Z's lifts underscore, email Christopher at primalpotential.com within
60 days. And tell me about your PRs. Love to hear them.
And let him know that you are the winner for $8.49 of Sleep Plus in the Changemakers Journal. And we will get that out to you no matter where in the world you live. We'll eat the shipping.
We will eat that shipping. Yes, we will.
We will eat that shipping. On these winners, we always eat that shipping, but not on the Changemakers journals. Yeah. Okay, so if you want to win, because these are some darn good prizes, three ways. What are the three ways, Chris? Pop quiz. Number one.
You can comment on Facebook and tag Elizabeth.
Not a comment. False. You're fired. Comments do not enter you to win.
Instagram.
Nice try.
And
number one.
Email me 50 bucks.
Leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Number two. Leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon. Number three. Post. Not in a Facebook group. On your page. Not a comment. Post.
I didn't study for this test.
On Facebook or Instagram. With an episode of this show that you're listening to, that you're loving. And make sure to tag me in it. Tagging me on Facebook is tagging at Primal Potential Podcast. Tagging me on Instagram is tagging at Elizabeth Benton. And we will see you next weekend.
I think I'm going to have to do that. Just see if I can save us a little shipping.
To try to win. Wouldn't that be funny? Next.
I'm going to have to make up a name.
Next thing is CTEB's husband.
Weird.
Cha-ching. Pocket that. Mood Plus and Energy Plus. All right. Everybody have an amazing day. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.